Welcome to another special Ontario Votes 2022 edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perreault. Very pleased to have with us Ontario Liberal candidate for the riding of Leeds, Granville, Thousand Islands and Rideau Lakes, Josh Bennett. Josh, welcome back to Lake 88.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
For our listeners who don't know or don't remember, you ran as a Liberal in a federal election, right?
That's right. In the 2019 election.
So what made you decide to come back, but this time at the provincial level?
Mainly because I feel that with the pandemic sort of coming to a close, or at least we keep hoping it's going to come to a close, but this is a really important election, and it's at the provincial level where I think all the important decisions are going to be made as to how we emerge from this pandemic as a province and, you know, get ourselves on good economic footing and get ourselves into a position of growth.
Okay. It's a tough riding. One of your opponents is going for his fifth term of office. How do you break through that door?
Yeah, great question. I mean, personally, I've got no animosity against Steve Clark. I've known him most of my life, and you know, we're friends, and he and my dad were very good friends. But it's his policies and his, you know, he's in his government. He's the Minister of Housing, and yet we're in a housing crisis. We live in a rural community, and yet, you know, when you judge someone by their actions, it really seems like the Doug Ford Conservatives and Steve Clark's a cabinet minister are not friendly to farmers. I mean, they've been paving over farmland all over Ontario. Steve Clark's been using his minister zoning orders to pave over farmland, to pave over the green belt, and mostly to help, you know, Doug Ford's, you know, developer buddies build high rises. And so I would argue that, you know, it's time for a change in rural Ontario.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. Let our listeners who may not be familiar with you know about your history, particularly in the riding.
Yeah, I grew up here, and I live in South Augusta, and my family dates back to this area to the 1700s, actually, on my mom's side, and always in the South Augusta area. You know, I went to public school and high school in Prescott, and you know, one of the reasons I decided to get involved in politics is because when I went to university and I came back to the area, it was tough to find a job. It was tough to find a career, and I had to go and move to Toronto to build up a career. And I really think, you know, and I thought, you know, I've thought this for years, that with our technology, there's a lot of jobs that don't need to sit in downtown Toronto. They can be anywhere when we have a good internet connection, that we don't have to have this concentration of wealth in, you know, in Toronto or in Ottawa. People can live in our area and have opportunities, the same opportunities as in big city, have a thriving career, but at the same time, live in a community like ours. Like, I love our community. You know, I love the culture here. I love the rural lifestyle. You know, so this is the real reason, is that I really think rural Ontario has been left behind for too many years.
But you're happy to live here.
I love living here. Yeah. Yeah. Wouldn't change it for the world. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I love the river, the Thousand Islands, the beautiful pasture lands that we have all over this area. Like, we are so blessed to live in one of the most beautiful parts of the country.
Absolutely. And it's, you know, you talk about, being able to do things remotely. I'm in Smiths Falls. You're in, you said, rural Augusta?
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm right near the Blue Church Road.
Okay.
You know, just outside of Prescott.
Here we are meeting face-to-face via Zoom. Thank you, technology, yeah, in this case.
That's right.
Obviously, we have two decent internet connections, but that isn't the case everywhere. Let's talk about what you feel is the single biggest issue. It's a loaded question. It's a tough one to ask, of course, but the single biggest issue facing voters in your riding today is?
Affordability, the rising gas prices. No question. I mean, gas prices alone hit rural communities harder than anywhere else because we drive so much. And a lot of our economy is based on, you know, driving, so, you know, in this area. A lot of small businesses, you know, are, you know, working out of a pickup truck. Farmers, you know, get hit really hard with the increasing costs of gas and energy. So this is, you know, if this is an issue that's hitting, it's hitting everybody around the world, but especially I think rural Ontario, you know, it gets hit harder.
Absolutely. And you talk about affordability overall, and obviously that has to do with more than just gas prices. I'll get you to expand on that a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're seeing inflation at unprecedented rates. And again, this isn't just a Canada issue. It's a global issue. And it's caused by many factors. And one is, there's been a lot of printing of money. That's a factor. But at the same time, that's a medicine we needed. You know, we can't let people starve during COVID. We needed things like CERB and things like the programs that the, you know, provincial and federal government brought in. But then we've had supply chain issues, and now we have a war in Ukraine. All of this is impacting, you know, the global economy. And we're seeing that with, you know, huge price increases, you know, at the grocery stores. And it's impacting Canadians. I saw a study not too long ago showing that, you know, about almost half of Ontarians are really feeling hurt by this. They're really feeling hurt just by the rise of costs. And they're having to really make tough choices, you know, at the gas pumps, but also, you know, with what kind of food they're going to buy for their family.
Absolutely. So how does a Liberal government fix it?
I mean, basically, we have to do everything we can as a government to help bring down those costs. You know, so one of them, for example, is for farmers to increase the rebate for the carbon pricing, for the carbon tax, because they get hit, you know, a lot harder. Another plan is to improve public transit, and this includes rural Ontario. I mean, rural Ontario, we really don't have good public transit. And so the Ontario Liberals are going to increase public transit and make it really affordable, $1 a ride, all, you know, across the entire province, and make certain grants permanent, you know, to build up our public transportation. So that these are things where, you know, we're committed to doing, and also creating jobs by building new schools, new hospitals, new roads, you know, across the province. This is going to, you know, help spur the economy. We're going to increase minimum wage, you know, so that, you know, we increase minimum wage, that, you know, we, you know, that should help to see wages and salaries increase as well to catch up to where inflation is going.
Certainly the part about infrastructure and roads and all that makes a lot of sense for this riding. But when you talk about a buck a ride, I think there's one part of the riding that does have public transportation, and that'd be Brockville. So the rest of it, it might be a little bit of a hard sell. So I'm glad you did mention infrastructure and so on. What I'd like you to do now is to take a couple different planks of the Liberal Party provincial platform and tell us how those planks will directly affect the people of Leeds, Granville, Thousand Islands, and Rideau Lakes.
Well, one is improving access to healthcare. You know, we want to improve, we want to make sure people in rural Ontario have the same quality of healthcare, education, and opportunity that the rest of the province has. You know, so we're going to, you know, invest in additional health services, for example, covering tuition costs for medical and nursing students working in a rural community. And, you know, just ensure everyone has access to a family doctor, you know, and or a nurse practitioner. We're going to fund schools differently in rural Canada and rural Ontario, I should say, because the current model is based on a decades old, like one size fits all formula. And that just doesn't work. You know, needs in Toronto are totally different for school needs here in rural Ontario. So we're going to update how schools get funded in rural Ontario. And not just update it, we're going to completely rewrite it. We're going to make sure that it's easier for rural Ontarians to get connected with each other. So we're going to make sure that we have permanent transportation grants. We're going to expand internet access. So, you know, we're going to make sure that every single household has affordable high-speed broadband internet, you know, to every household and every business by 2025.
What's affordable? That's a big question.
Yeah, it is a good question. But I would argue, I can tell you what's not affordable. The only access, the only high speed internet that rural Ontarians have right now is Elon Musk's, you know, lower orbital satellites. And it's, you know, $150 a month. And so if you're a higher income, that, you know, that can be doable. You know, if you're on Cogeco, and if you're lucky enough to be in a part of the riding that has, you know, the hard wires from Cogeco, then it's more like $100 a month. There, I would like to see that even lower, to be honest. I'd like to see, you know, less than $100 a month, high speed internet to every single household who wants it.
certainly a hard sell to the companies that are providing it because they want a bundle and all sorts of things. That's another part.
That's another thing we want to do is increase competition.
Yeah.
Bring those prices down.
Yeah, that certainly makes sense. It does. Was there anything else from the Liberal platform that you wanted to bring home for us?
I would say we want to make sure Ontario's food supply chain is more resilient. We want to preserve farmlands. I mean, we only have 5% of Ontario is arable good farmland. That number is staggering, and it decreases every single year. And, when we see that the Doug Ford government has been paving over farmland all over Ontario, this does not help our food security, doesn't help our farmland, doesn't help the environment. We want to protect farmland, promote sustainable farming techniques, as well as investing in additional regional, processing capacity. And we want to make, a made for rural, climate action plan, because it recognizes, for example, that farmers have been stewards of their land for generations, and they don't appreciate someone from Toronto coming to them saying, this is how we're going to protect the environment. We want to make sure rural Ontario not only has a seat at the table, is in the driver's seat when it comes to, how we in rural Ontario are going to, tackle climate change. And climate change is real. It hits farmers more than, farmers know. Climate change is real. They're committed to helping to fight it. But we want to fight it in a way that, puts us in the driver's seat and also gives them an upper hand and doesn't punish them.
Josh, what makes you the best pick for MPP in the riding?
I think it's because I want to do politics differently. I'm the kind of person, I'm not overly partisan, so if we see a good idea, if I see a good idea from the Conservatives or the NDP or any other party, I'm going to say that's a good idea. Like, I'm going to study it and I'm going to, I'm going to talk with people. I'm going to, consult, and I'm a listener, I really believe in representing our area first. I'm a Liberal. I'll sit in the Liberal caucus if elected. But at the same time, my priority is to this riding. It's to this people. And if there's an issue that goes against the party, I don't mind standing up and doing that. I really believe that if we send good people to Queen's Park, good things will happen. And that's my commitment to the riding, is that I want to bring some civility, some positivity to politics again.
I think earlier on in the interview, you said that there's no animosity between you and Steve Clark. And I think that what you've just described a little bit too is the difference between rural and, urban politics, because out here, it does seem to be that most people who are candidates are standing up for their riding first and then their party second. And that makes a little bit more sense. And in order to do that, you do have to be friendly with people, mm-hmm. Whether it be across the aisle or whatever. So is that an accurate assessment in your mind?
Yeah, I'd say so. I saw Steve last week and I told him, Steve, we're getting a drink after all this is done. I hope you know that. and I'm serious about that, right? He's currently my MPP. I hope I become his MPP. But whatever happens, I'm committed, even if I don't win this election, I'm still committed to building up rural Ontario. I'm still committed to building those bridges. And, the most important thing we have in the world is relationships. I always say, never let politics or partisanship get in the way of good friendship. This is how we move forward as a community and as a society. It's through building strong relationships, everywhere.
Josh, I want to thank you very much for running. That's something that I forgot to mention off the top. I always try to thank our candidates because it takes a lot to step forward and to actually throw your hat in the ring. So thank you very much, sir, for doing that.
Thank you so much. Yeah, thank you for this interview. I really appreciate it. And thank you to all the listeners of Lake 88.
Josh, it's always a pleasure to speak with you. I'm sure that this will not be our last conversation. There's no doubt in my mind in the future we will cross paths once again. As always, a pleasure to speak with you, sir.
All right. Thank you. Have a great rest of your day.
You're very welcome. Our guest today on In Focus, Ontario Liberal candidate for the riding of Leeds, Granville, Thousand Islands and Rideau Lakes, Josh Bennett. I'm Bob Perreault. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful afternoon.